In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
Rock bottom. This has got to be it for me. Okay, it can look like a lot of things for a lot of people. For example, thespian Gary Busey, the Gary Busey, once spilled a bag of cocaine on the floor and his dog, Chili, rolled around in it. Okay, and then Busey spent the next 25, 30 minutes using his nose to vacuum the animal's coat clean of the Bolivian booger sugar. Okay, it's a secondhand story, but you get what I mean. So yeah, rock bottom, it looks like something different to everyone. And for me, being kidnapped against my will has got to be mine. But you know what? At least rock bottom, it has a solid foundation. Wow. Look at that. I just turned a negative into a positive. Things are already looking up.
Wake up. Get up. I got it.
You're just watching me sleep? How long have you been watching me sleep?
Not long. Just a few hours.
Oh, God. That's so weird.
There's a lot to do. We need to get started.
With what?
Getting out of here.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot.
What?
Yeah, well, I get...
What's that look?
I just need to think about it, okay?
Which part?
The part where I team up with the imaginary man who lives inside my head.
I'm
that
not
part.
Imaginary, okay?
Okay, then how come I'm the only one who can see you? Unless I just started seeing dead people or something, which...
I'm not a ghost.
Then what are you?
A friend, and your only chance of getting out of this place.
Okay, so here's the thing, friend. I have what some people like to call trust issues.
Well, you're going to have to get over that because your life depends on it.
I never saw you before yesterday's. Why is that? How do I know that you're not working for them?
Because I'm in your mind.
See, there, you just said it. You just admitted to it. You are in my mind. That's where you live.
Never said I wasn't.
Then how do I know they didn't put you there?
You don't, but they didn't.
That's the argument? That's what you came up with? It's horrible.
Do you see this area here? All around us? This is the trust tree, okay?
Okay, where is this going? This sounds... God.
We do this as a team. And I promise you, we will get out of here. Together. Ivan?
Yeah, look. You bring up some really, really good points, but if I go down this road and if I decide to believe you, okay, then that can only mean one thing to me. And you know what that is? That I'm officially crazy. It has to. I'm literally talking to myself right now, so thanks for the offer, but it's going to be a hard pass.
Ivan, we need each other.
We both want the same thing. I get that. We're just in very different places right now, okay? I'm a real life person, flesh and blood. You are a figment of my imagination. So we're just not compatible.
What? Not compatible?
Yeah, no, not compatible. Not a match. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I'm just a man standing in front of his delusion, and I'm asking him to leave me alone.
Was that Notting Hill?
Was that? You saw that? You saw that movie, huh? It's not you. It's me. Does that work for you?
What's happening right now?
What's happening right now is that you're living in my head, rent-free, and you have been since I got here. All right? Let me ask you a question. What do you do all day besides just bug the shit out of me?
Look. Can we get back on point here?
I'm going to ask very nicely.
Okay.
Sir, can you please go away? You can go back to Neverland. You can go back to Narnia. You can go back to whatever weird neurological crack house inside my brain you came from.
You're being very stubborn.
I'm being very rational, is what I'm being.
You're being an idiot.
Okay, well, now you're offending me. Okay, conversation's over. Hey, fellas. Hey.
Morning, new guy.
Hey, I got a weird question for you. You wouldn't happen to have any pills for, like, drowning out creepy imaginary men that kind of, like, live in your head, talk to you, or anything like that? Because I got a friend of mine who's doing that and asking for
them. Ivan, you're making a big mistake.
Meds? Oh, yeah. Oh, we got all kinds of meds, buddy boy. We got yummy, every color of the rainbow kind.
Yeah, Judy Garland Fruit Loops. All right, let's go. Lead the way. Take my hand. I'm ready.
Someone woke up in a chip mood.
Yep. God, slept great after being tortured by you guys and put in that machine. You know the one. It ones that sucks the souls right out of people's asses. That one.
Well, his personality is still intact.
Yep, sure is. All right, chow time. Let's go. Get up.
Ivan, these people have one job, to break your mind. Please, don't turn your back on me.
Okay, I'm going to say this to you. I think the whole getting out of here thing, I'm going to give it to you. It's a great idea, but it might be better if we work alone.
You say something?
Nope, just talking to myself, trying to fit in, you know what I mean?
This is not going to be easy.
Okay, so here's the breakfast sitch. Upon closer inspection, I've discovered it's definitely not oatmeal, but it's not oatmeal, okay? And whatever this is, it lives in kind of like a soggy gray area. And honestly, at least the awful smell distracts from the taste, which is good.
Enjoying yourself.
Oh, geez, shit. How long have you been sitting there?
A few minutes.
You gotta stop doing that, okay? You're gonna kill me. My heart's beating out of my chest. I can't take it.
We need each other.
Oh, we need each other. Can I just please eat my smelly cat food in peace? Is that possible? Can I do that?
You think you're in control. You're not. They will break you.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. Thanks for the heads up.
This isn't a mental institution. It's a highly classified facility. The patients aren't crazy. It's this place. It makes them that way.
Okay, so you're saying this place makes people insane?
Yes.
Why?
To control you. This facility and the people who work here are a well-funded, well-oiled machine with one purpose: to turn a person into a thing.
Mm-hmm, got it. Hey, psst. Eli.
Me?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Depends. What's in it for me?
How about this delicious bread roll?
I already have a bread roll.
Uh-huh. But how awesome would it be if you had two bread rolls? Hey, you'd have more than anyone else in here.
Capital gains. I like it. No such thing as a free lunch. Taxation without representation. Democracy. Hypocrisy. You got yourself a deal.
Can you see this guy? This guy, the one sitting across from me. Can you see him?
Is this a trick question? Because tricks are for kids.
No trick. I just want to know if you see a man in a black suit. He's like a mall cop kind of version of Johnny Cash. He's sitting across from me. He's got coiffed hair, molester eyes, anything, anybody?
You're a funny guy. Who just lost himself a bread roll? Pay the piper.
See, he can't see you, okay? Which means you are not real. I win. Now go away because my head is not an Airbnb.
I'm not going anywhere. We're a team.
There's no I in team, but there is an I, and I will beat you to death with my oatmeal bowl if you don't leave me alone.
You're not thinking straight.
That is the first thing that you've said we can both agree on.
Who are you talking to? Oh, man, don't tell me. Are you a recipient, too?
A recipient?
I thought I was the only one in here. You get the intercepts, don't you? The chatter, the shortwave transmissions, cross wires, Enigma ciphers, encrypted frequencies.
Just so I'm clear, you won't listen to me, but you'll talk to Eli, who is without a doubt completely off his rocker.
I'm gonna, okay, I'll admit the options for BFFs, okay, here, not great. So, Eli, can I bum a token off you for a phone call?
Not on your life, you disgusting, vile, repulsive, inhumane. Sorry about that. Really sorry, just, I got a little red in the cheeks there, a little carried away.
I really need that token. Okay, it's really, really important. You know what else? I gave him my bread roll.
I want it fair and square. Defamation, slander. You speak to my lawyer. If the glove doesn't fit, you must... What is it? If the glove doesn't fit, you must...
Eli, stop hitting yourself.
Just looking for something I lost up in the old noodle bowl.
Here, you want a token? Take mine. It'll shut him up. It's not like the phones actually work anyway. And Eli, the word you're looking for is acquit.
Thank you. Thanks.
Penny.
Penny, right. Penny. I appreciate it. I so appreciate you.
Whatever.
She seems nice.
God, why are you still here?
Think about my offer.
God, can you a little loud? I can't hear you. There's like so much. I'm trying to say it one more. This call has been disconnected. Please show yourself to the nearest trash receptacle and throw yourself inside. Bye. See you never.
Hey, it's me. Are you safe? Wait, no, hold on. Don't say anything. Don't say anything, they might be listening in. Since you answered, I'm going to assume you're safe and you have everything you need for now. I'm in a pretty bad situation here, okay? Not really sure who these people are or what they want with me, but this place, I mean, it is completely effed. But I'm going to see you soon, okay? I'm going to see you soon.
Bill.
Come in.
New guy's making a call right now.
Pull up the feed, get me audio.
One sec.
I love you.
Bring up the sound.
Okay. I'm getting out of this place. I'm going to get out. And when I do, I'm going to tell my story. And I'm going to tell the world about Benny Calhoun and his disgusting foot fetish.
Dr. Bud, I have no idea what he's talking about. Do you understand?
Then, I'll tell the world about Dr. Bell and how she likes to listen in on other people's private conversations.
Oh, he made us.
Hi, Dr.
He's
Bell.
He's giving us the finger.
Thanks, Benny. I can see that.
This one's going to be a problem.
They always are, until they're not. I'm just getting warmed up with him.
Have a great day, Dr. Bell.
Adventure. Odessa, Ukraine. Your relaxation awaits.
She's having a child, and you're off with her sister? Getting her pregnant, too? Unbelievable!
Anyone seen any suspicious-looking rabbits around these here parts?
Just enjoying the view.
You're like my really annoying shadow, you know that?
A really annoying shadow who is trying to save your ass.
Yeah, you're a delusion in my head, and that is all.
Thanks.
Not a compliment, Lark.
These windows are polycarbonate. You'd have better luck breaking through a brick wall.
Do you have an off button?
Many have tried to escape. All have failed because they've been doing it all wrong. It can't be done from above ground, but there is a way.
So cool. So cool. So cool. Speaking of ground, where are we? Do you know?
Geographically?
Yes, geographically.
Bucharest.
Bucharest. Are you serious?
Slovenia, Puget Sound, Bolivia. I have no idea.
Okay. Wow, you're so helpful. I've been staring out this window for over half an hour, and there are roads out there. Okay, there's no cars. There's no people. There's no airplanes.
Restricted airspace. And these roads don't connect to the real world. We're in a fishbowl, Ivan. Cut off. Ask yourself, who has the power to restrict airspace and hold people against their will? These are powerful people, Ivan. They made you. They think they own you.
God, I heard her. I heard her breathing. At least I know she's safe.
Who?
The only person I care about. The only person I can trust.
Odessa?
Yeah.
Who is she?
What do you mean, who is she? Can't you read my mind?
No.
Wow. Your imaginary friend powers really suck.
I can get you back to her. I can.
Yeah. I'm sure you can.
Why won't you give me a chance?
Because you're not real. Do you understand?
You over here talking to yourself again.
Yeah, actually, I was just chatting with my really annoying imaginary stalker. Just picture like a way less cool, like, Rod Serling.
You're a real hoot, you know that? Let's go.
Go where?
The Twilight Zone. Don't like asking twice. Get a move on.
Ivan, good to see you. Sit. I'm sorry about this morning, listening in on you.
Oh, yeah? What about yesterday? You sorry about that, too?
You really gave us no choice.
You gave me no choice when you brought me here against my will.
Ivan, she's an expert manipulator, military psychiatrist, psychological operations, DOD special programs. This is not someone you can trust. Don't listen to her.
Shut up.
Excuse me?
Sorry? What? Nothing. Nothing.
I want what you want, Ivan.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
For you to get out of here.
You and I both know there's no way in hell she's letting you go. Not until they get what they want from you.
If you want me to get out of here, why not just open the door? Let me out. Because I'm not supposed to be here. I told you already. I don't need help.
Well, then your stay here should be rather short. And from where I'm sitting, I think you could use a little support. Oh, speaking of, look at that. It's noon. Time for group therapy. I want you in today's session. And if you're good, I might even have a little surprise for you later. Come on, we'll walk over.
She's getting in your head. Don't let her. Did you just flip me off behind your back? Okay, all right, okay. Very mature, Ivan.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Penny, when you think of your parents, what did you mean when you said you see different people?
People who feel wrong in my head, like a glitch. They speak other languages, live in different houses, drive different cars. It's hard to explain.
What happened to your parents was beyond tragic. Sometimes when trauma is involved, the mind tries to reshape the narrative to help you cope. It's very normal to have altered events in your memories, in your own subjective reality.
I don't think I want to talk anymore today.
That's okay, Penny. You did great. Who's next?
No, please don't call on me. Please don't call on me. Please do not call on me. Please don't call on me.
Ivan?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Would you like to go next?
No, I would not like to go next. Thank you very much.
Sure, that would be lovely.
Lovely like a pit bull ripping your face off.
Okay, where should I start?
Well, we know nothing about you. Why don't you just start at the beginning? Tell us your story, where you're from, who you are.
Don't tell her anything. Don't give her anything to use against
you. Can you please shut up? Shut up! Shut up. There's a fly. It's like buzzing. Around. You see it? There it is. I don't know what. Over there. Look. Oh, behind. No, you missed it. Now it's up. It's gone.
You're unreal.
You're not real.
Oh, I hear it, Ivan. Bzz, bzz.
Eli, sit down. Stop making noises.
What's the matter, Doc? Fly got your tongue?
Got it. It's dead. All better now.
Don't you ever clap in my face again.
Okay, Ivan. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Well, let's see here. I grew up outside of Boston. I was an orphan. I had three best friends. I was in and out of trouble for years. Did time in juvie. And eventually, actually, I got a job working as a janitor at a college. I couldn't afford it. But I one day I was walking through the hall and I found this math problem and I was like, I know how to do that.
Hey, hey, don't worry, okay? This is just the plot of Good Will Hunting. I'm not telling him shit about me. Hopefully they haven't seen the movie Step Brothers because Will Ferrell literally does the exact same thing in it. But anyway, the real story is actually crazy. It's not crazy as in I'm crazy, but crazy as in you hear it and you're like, oh, damn, that shit's crazy. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume you have the proper clearance. So it doesn't matter if I reveal classified information or whatever. At least I don't think it does. All right, well, it goes a little something like this. Let me take you back, all the way back, to the year 2008. So there I was, strolling across campus, listening to Arcade Fire on my iPod Shuffle, while thinking about the recent changes to my MySpace page. Oh, shit. I jumped the gun. Where am I? Right. I'm at a school called Harvard. You hear that? Yeah, that's the sound of my student debt piling up by the second. So, anyways, I'm at Harvard, and maybe the one kid there whose parents don't own a hedge fund or run a small country, okay? I can barely afford books, and you can forget about food. That's not happening. Meals were a luxury item. So in short, I was what some people refer to as poor, okay? And kind of a loner type. No car, no cool parties, definitely no girls. Those were fun times, but enough about that. Anyway, one day, I'm looking for a part-time job in the newspaper. And the next thing I know, I respond to an ad, and I'm standing in the basement of a nondescript building a few blocks off of campus. It's someplace called the Department of Social Relations, a laboratory of sorts where they conducted some kind of research.
This way, please.
Within a week, I was signed up and in the process of being transformed into a weapon. And while they didn't call it that, they said it was a psych test for some academic research thing. And they paid me just to answer questions, hooked up to what I can only guess was a polygraph machine, but I couldn't be sure.
Please state your name.
Ivan Harris.
Are you a person of sound mind and body?
To my knowledge, yes.
Sometimes they had me play with blocks, or asked me to stare intently at photographs of places or people until my eyes literally melted out of my skull, and it seemed really lame. Anyway, somehow I advanced to the next stage, which meant code breaking and taking part in advanced combat and tactical strategy scenarios.
How did I win?
You're way better than me.
Better is just a limit in the mind. Stand up, strike me.
This was more my tempo. Weeks passed, then months passed, and I was less involved in class, and before I knew it, I was a full-time guinea pig. And I drank the Kool-Aid. I mean, I downed it. And besides, who wants to learn about GDP and economic growth when you could be unloading a full mag from a Heckler & Koch 416 assault rifle into moving targets during weapons training?
Move and clear!
Target's down, package secure.
Did you check behind the door? Bang, you're dead. If this was a real-life situation, it'd be game over. Reset, let's go again.
And yeah, before I knew it, I had basically waved goodbye to college. I have to be honest, it was kind of fun. It was. I never shot a gun in real life. The closest thing is probably Call of Duty. Oh, and spraying Ronnie Fitzsimmons with a urine-filled super soaker in seventh grade. I did do that.
Eat this, Ronnie! Mom!
Anyways, as we reached the end of the semester, I could break a man's neck like a goddamn ninja. Strip any weapon with my frickin' eyes closed. This was all wild to me, by the way. I mean, I was a lowly, out-of-shape college kid eating ramen a few months before, and then the next thing I know, I'm Daniel friggin' Craig.
You're not Daniel Craig. I'm Daniel Craig, asshole.
But who the hell was that? Was that supposed to be Daniel Craig? It didn't sound like him at all. You gotta work on that. Okay. Anyways, look, I know, you must be listening to this going, what kind of person signs up to do this program and then continues doing it after discovering what it actually is? Like, who does that? I know, right? Trust me, I thought the same thing. I did. But I guess I got tired of the whole school situation. I wasn't using my God-given talents, which I discovered later involved danger and a life of mystery, international intrigue, and killing people. Okay, Karen, simmer down. Okay, don't get the manager on me. I can practically hear you rolling your eyes at my life choices. And look, I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed once upon a time, until the sessions started. Yeah, that's what they called them. They called them the sessions.
Project Aperture. Subject number one.
It was horrible. I don't even know what they did to me. Some kind of mind-altering, mind-controlling, post-hypnotic suggestion shit. I could feel reality slipping away. It was like I was in the audience watching my own life on a screen inside my mind.
Time to clear away the cobwebs.
Clear away the cobwebs. That's what they used to call it. And what they really meant was time to rip Ivan's mind out of his head, jam it into a dryer, and put it on tumble for 3 years. I lost who I was. I lost all sense of time. I'd wake up places not remembering how I'd gotten there. I had fuzzy glimpses of people I'd never met or seen before, but somehow I knew I had killed them. I was in a complete and utter free fall. I mean, I lost myself to them, to the program. Had to get out. But no one, and I mean no one, gets out of Project Aperture. And that's what it was called. Some program within a program hidden under a secretive umbrella tucked away in some off-the-books three-letter agency. And one day, I got a new mission. Take out the daughter of an energy conglomerate in hopes of breaking up his empire through pain and grief. And I was there. I was ready to finish the job, no problems. But something happened. I couldn't do it. The target's name was Odessa. And the rest is history. Oh, wow. Okay, I've been rambling on, haven't I? Oh my God. How long has it been? You just let me do that? Why didn't you stop me? Jesus Christ. I feel like that one hobo on the bus who just keeps talking, even when no one is there. Sorry. Anyways, now you know some shit about me. If you could keep it between us, that'd be great. Not really sure who I can trust around here.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Ivan.
Maybe he's having a stroke.
Sorry, what, huh?
Are you okay?
Yeah, why?
Because you started telling us your life story, which sounded oddly like the plot of Good Will Hunting. And then you just stopped talking and have been sitting there staring blankly for almost 7 minutes.
I have.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel fine.
Would you like to continue?
Yeah. What was the last thing I said again?
You said you passed on a job for the NSA and sent Ben Affleck instead.
I did. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Well, then what?
Then I had to go see about a girl. Then I ended up here. So that's about it.
That's a good story.
It's Good Will Hunting.
I do not believe in hunting because it requires intentionally inflicting harm on innocent creatures.
Wow, he talks.
I once got Stringer to say, "I am Groot." It was priceless.
You about finished? Since this is your first time, Ivan, I'll allow the charade, but tomorrow you're going to open up and be real with us. That's the only way any healing can begin. And that, after all, is why we are all here.
Is it, though?
Do we understand each other?
Oh, we do.
So who's next?
Okay, hold on. Look, the real story is I don't remember very much. My dad, he wasn't around for very long. My mom was sick. I loved her, but she wasn't around much either, so I lived with my grandma, and that's the truth.
Well, that's the first real thing you've told us. There's a lot to unpack there. Why don't we hold this until tomorrow? Thank you for sharing.
Seven minutes.
Eli, did you say something?
7 minutes, he was staring. You said 7 minutes. 7 Alpha Romeo Echo. 7 Echo Alpha. You want us hearing this lady's chattering?
What's he saying?
Guillotine gibberish.
Eli, enough.
Don't you hear him? The voices. I hear the voices. I hear them all.
Eli, put the glass down.
Don't worry, Doc. I can cut him out.
I hope he doesn't actually try to. Oh, shit. That is. Oh, wow. Oh, that's. Oof. Wow.
Gotta get some voices out. Just
help!
Get some voices
somebody
out. Just
help! Come great!
Get
his hand! Poke him! Give him the whole door!
What if he goes under? It's okay. It's okay.
This definitely does not look okay.
He's out.
Bring him to D-level. I'll be down in a little.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Jimbo. Easy does it.
I think this is a good place to stop. We'll continue with the session tomorrow. You're all excused.
Hey, new guy. It was a cool story. Kept me awake, at least. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Maybe try sliding into a DMs.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I'm going to put a freaking bell around your neck that jingles when you walk. This sneaking up shit, it's getting very old.
Well, that was fun. So, I want to talk about the plan now. I've been thinking of maybe the first order of business.
I want to talk about you leaving me the hell alone. I want you to stop following me. You can stop talking to me. I won't ask you again. Okay, so one more time. Stay out of my head.
You want me gone.
Wow, okay. I don't know how to make this any more clear. We're not friends, number one. Number two, we're not partners, we're not roommates, and we're not a team. We're nothing.
You know, for a minute there, I thought you might actually be the one. Guess I was wrong. Don't worry. You won't be seeing me ever again.
Good.
Great.
Maria, my love, hide the gun for me, or your father will know I shot his business partner.
No, Hector, don't hide the gun. He's going to know anyway.
I will hide the gun when no one will ever look. Only if you bear my children.
Dude, it's a trap. She said she doesn't want kids. You got to run, Hector. Oh, God, it was just getting good.
Hi, doctor, you wanted to see me?
Ivan, I told you earlier if you were good, there would be a surprise for you. This wasn't easy, but I pulled some strings. She's here.
Who's here?
Odessa.
What? Wait, what did she just say?
Next time on Classified.
Odessa, my love.
Ivan, mi amor. I hid the gun from my evil father. Now we must quickly have children before he returns.
Ah, but I am here, and I have found the gun.
No, father. He's a good man. I gave him my heart.
Then I must give him my bullet.
No!
Mi amor, remember me.
Y por estar contigo, dejé de hablarme con mis amigos.
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Don Norwood as Calhoun, Kyle Kinane as Jimbo, Oliver Cooper as Eli, Angela Serafian as Penny, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell, Colin Roden as Odessa, Edwin Hodge as Stringer. Additional performances by Catherine Cavari, Jocelyn Ayana, Lauren Hallberg, Amanda Phillipson, Blair Chandler, Renee Dorian, Arnold Chun, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Hutch Segan, Porter Fasulo, Hamish Sturgeon, Philip Anthony Rodriguez, James Wellington, Daniel Lujan. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor David Tedeschor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatriz Neromia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor, Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Host coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q Code production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.